Hello and welcome back to part two of Foul Monkey's 5th anniversary show.
All right, so let's see here. We are going to go to the next call. This is Casey.
Not Casey Kasem.
Is he dead? Does he do the top whatever on Sundays anymore? Ryan Seacrest does that.
He was there at the New Year's Eve ball drop. It was so sad.
No, that's not him. No.
Dick Clark.
Oh, that's Dick Clark. Case of Case, I'm still.
God, you are so brave.
You're worse than me.
He was there. It's so sad.
Aww. It's okay.
Play the fucking phone call.
All old people look the same, right?
Hey, Ricky. Hey, James. Casey in Denver. Happy anniversary, Foul Monkeys. Great job. I have to say, first couple of shows, maybe I was wondering about the pacing, but you guys really found your mark together. Sounds great. Doing a great job. Love the show. And a couple shows ago, or maybe it was the last show, when James said about Big Fatty to you, Ricky, he said just something like, I don't know, is that really your mama? That cracked my shit up. Oh, my God, laugh. Almost drove the Jeep off the road.
Made us laugh, too.
Anyway, happy anniversary. Keep it up. Casey in Denver, number two fan, BFO 2011. Bye.
Thank you for calling, Casey. And yes, there were others that found it hilarious that James thought that was my actual mom.
I hate you guys.
And speaking of my mama, you ready to hear?
Casey, I'm taking you out of the drawing.
Mama!
Mama!
Okay, really? Could you do the fire somewhere
seriously?
Else?
Seriously?
My dad's you're interrupting.
Are they coming by?
No, this is an ambulance. I think your mom died. Oh. No, not really. I just realized that sounded really bad. Being a week beyond from Mother's Day and all.
See, it's not just me that gets the southern thing.
Is it done?
They're gone.
Okay, so let's back it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh.
Excuse me.
Sure.
Oh, it's hard to believe, but I got an invitation to a wedding today, and I couldn't pass it up. And anyway, they're getting ready to start, but I wanted to call and wish you a happy. But what the hell am I wishing you? I don't know. Anyway, I've got to go have some clotting cream or something. Yes, I'm on my way. Yes, can I wear your hat? Yes, bye-bye now. Bye-bye. By the way, watch your pocketbook around that colored boy. You know, yes. How do you turn it off?
So apparently my mama was invited to the royal wedding, yep. And she's going to wear someone's hat. And
the queen's hat, because you know she always wears hats. And clotted cream is a very English thing.
What is that? Cottage cheese?
Not really.
What is it?
You'd have to look it up. It's, I don't know. It's kind of a... I'm probably get this completely wrong, but for my recollection, it's a little kind of whipped creamy, sour creamy.
Mm.
You would spread it on things.
What is that called?
Spread it.
Clotted cream.
Spread that clotted cream.
So we're going to play an old episode that Julian was on. Or not an episode, but an intro that Julian was on. You guys can go listen to him over at No Wire Hangers. And here we go.
You wanted racist, you got racist.
Howdy, folks. Welcome back to the White Power Hour.
Once you go black, you go running back.
Now, here are them good old boys. Ricky.
Do you like Asians?
Ew. And Gray and Wizard Julian.
Why does every time somebody describes themselves as a black male, it sounds like a crime to me? Once you go black, you dial 911 to get your wallet back.
Oh.
Wake up, America. If you vote for anybody on the left in the 2010 elections, we will lose America.
I don't care what they say. Them boys ain't queer.
Why's it gotta be black?
You know why.
So he's really Southern.
Rude.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of sounds like a character from King of the Hill.
Bobby?
Yeah.
Bobby?
No, he's not like the one that's the exterminator.
Hey, yo. Oh. With the glasses. Yeah. He's really tall and thin.
Well, Julian's neither. He's thin, but he's not tall, so he really can't play that part. But he does wear glasses.
He could do that.
But he's not a bug inspector.
No, but he's definitely farther. He's from southern. Farther south than you are.
He's from Florida, but he's like from the country part of Florida. Yeah. So, from the swamps. I used to have a really thick accent when I lived in Virginia. I mean, if you could hear my parents talk and my sister.
Thick what?
If you could hear them talking, then that's how I used to talk. But then when I moved to Florida, I kind of lost that for some reason, even though people talk country there.
Up here, you're going to end up talking like you're from Wisconsin.
Please don't.
Oh, gosh, you know.
Don't you know.
Oh, yeah, you go to Fargo.
Or Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Or how they talk when I
live there. I don't like to talk about Minnesota because there's a few people there I don't like.
Oh, I got a list, too.
You live there. It's worse.
2 years there, yeah.
It's like the world's gonna end outside.
I know, right? We're
dancing.
Probably gonna have a tornado.
I'm dancing, y'all.
But on the video, it's bright and sunny.
I know. I don't
when
get
the
it.
World ends.
No, that's the fire and the burning. And the
at least we're having Mediterranean for dining out for life for the end of the world.
Oh yeah, we're gonna talk about that too. So, you want to talk about that right now before we play the next call?
Well, sure. Yeah.
Because apparently we did not have the correct information. I had somewhat of the correct information.
Right. Dining out for life is not restaurant week. Which is kind of what you were talking about.
Oh, you thought it was restaurant week?
No, I knew it wasn't restaurant week. Nice. That's what he got it mixed up with. I knew it had to do something with AIDS and HIV.
So basically,
just blame it all on James LeRoy. James
you can go LeRoy. Back and listen to the old episodes and hear it.
So okay, Dining Out for Life really isn't... Oh, your chair makes noise. Is an organization that's kind of national. There's a lot of big cities that do it and at different times in the year. So it's not everywhere is doing it tonight like it is in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you can go to a list to find restaurants who actually have donated money to this organization to allow them to be a part of this. And then when you go and dine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, depending on their choice, they'll usually give a percentage of your ticket, of your check, to the HIV/AIDS organization that mm-hmm. is hosting it here. I forget the name of the place that's here in Chicago, since I'm still new to Chicago as well. But basically, it goes for HIV/AIDS research.
You have your headphones on the right ears?
I have no idea.
No, I didn't think so. The other way around. Yeah,
it does.
I really don't know what the hell you said. All I kept doing was looking at your ears. I'm like, I don't think he has that on right.
We're eating for AIDS tonight.
I don't want to eat AIDS.
You have to eat AIDS. And give people high fives. Answer.
But according to South Park, it's cured by cash.
Oh, well. You know, Magic Johnson.
Anyway, so yeah, that's tonight. So.
Did you guys see the new South Park episode?
I don't watch that anymore. I haven't seen that since like 2000.
Well, I don't watch that.
Human centipede.
Human sent to iPod.
Oh.
iPad. It's
human sent to iPad?
Yeah, human sent to iPad.
So they merge an iPad and a human
I
together?
No. That's why I wanted to know if you guys watched it.
I'm waiting
it.
For the second.
Human centipede.
Human centipede.
I still love the fact, and I say this every time someone mentions it, that the director said the second movie should make the first one look like My Little Pony the musical, which is really frightening because the first one is disgusting.
Right.
I don't watch movies like that.
You should. Oh, yeah. We're probably going to do an hour.
Because, I told you.
Yeah. Lauren doesn't watch movies.
I don't watch movies.
And I have Netflix. She's like, no, not really.
We should go see Water for Elephant on your next date.
Yeah. I'm gonna cry.
Yeah, I cried.
He can hold
did
you.
You guys cry?
I can hold you.
Like
it was
the
sad.
Part like
hold me.
When he was
yeah.
I was like and when they went in there, I was like, oh.
At least it's a happy ending for once.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, but I hate when I hate to see animals like hurt.
The guy, the ringleader, he does a really good villain
mm-hmm.
in movies. He was in
He won an Oscar for Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah, Inglourious Basterds.
Oh, was he the bear?
No,
he was the German.
Was the Jew, oh, the German. Jew Hunter.
Oh, that was a good movie.
Yeah.
Where?
You should watch it.
Duck, Lauren, duck. Get under this floorboard. Don't make a sound.
Someone dye my hair blonde.
am I getting blue contacts?
Trim your nose.
I need a nose job.
Me too.
Oh,
I wasn't gonna say anything, but
Bill makes fun of my nose.
I do. It's kind of gonzo-like.
It doesn't bend down so much.
You're not
like
Jewish.
It doesn't do the hook.
You're not Jewish. Quit breathing my free air.
Okay, so this next call is from Joe in Dallas, who happens to be African American. And we love our African Americans.
I'm sorry. I'm kidding, Joe. It's a joke.
Hey, Sound Monkey Boys. This is Joe in Dallas, just calling to wish you congratulations on your 5-year anniversary of your show. You've been a great source of laughter for us all, and I just wanted to say that we love and appreciate you all. James, I just wanted to tell you that you finally got me. I'm finally on the James LeRoy train. What? I wasn't so very sure about you with all the secrecy and junk, but you did something that only a good co-host does. You made Ricky laugh where he had to stop talking. Not just giggle, but where he sounded like he couldn't breathe. So there you go. You rock. Keep it up. And I'll keep listening. Love you guys.
So yay. Joe's been listening for a long time.
I'm glad I didn't kick him out. Jeez.
I don't think he likes change very much, but he warmed up.
Yeah, I think this is the theme today for calls. Yeah, I wasn't sure about James, but now I like
him. Theme for the whole damn day. James LeRoy is not having a good day.
So yes, he messaged me and he said to be looking in the mail for something. So aww. He likes to send us stuff, and he sends us like he would send Julian like interracial porn, like white jocks, black cocks.
Oh,
which was very interesting. We did watch that with Nicole, and I think I talked about this, but yeah. It's the first time she'd ever seen a guy give himself a blowjob. Oh. Which it was the first time I'd ever seen a guy give himself a blowjob and get fucked by a black guy at the same time, which was very interesting. Yeah, it was
Lauren's like,
is that possible?
Looking yes, up it's and possible. Trying to figure that out.
Have you seen a short bus?
What?
Have you seen Short Bus?
What is that?
It's a movie.
Just of Google course you haven't. Autofellatio. No.
Right.
No.
No. You should, because the first 5 minutes are very interesting.
He pees in his water. What? That's all I remember, really.
No. Ooh.
Well, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase this. He pees in the tub when mm-hmm. he's in the water. Ooh. And you see it. Like, zoom. Yeah.
And then there's other things. There's painting that happens.
Well, yeah. It was one of the first, like, actual movies with unsimulated sex. Mm-hmm. So they're actually having sex.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember when the audition notice came out, they were actually looking for actors that would be willing to actually have sexual acts on screen
mm-hmm.
for almost like a porno for a plot of sorts. It's by Michael.
The same guy who did Kids.
No. Oh God, I can't even start his name. Cameron. He did Hedwig.
James Cameron?
No. He did Titanic.
I wonder how long it took them to find somebody that could like shoot like that. Because this guy was in his bed and he like shot.
Yes.
His load, yes. All the way behind him, up on a painting.
Oh my God.
John Cameron Mitchell.
That's right, that's right. John Cameron Mitchell.
I was close.
Well, he's the one that did Hedwig. He is Hedwig.
That's a good movie. I like that. Oh, he is Hedwig?
Yes.
He played? Oh, okay.
He wrote Hedwig and is Hedwig.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right, we have another phone call. Here we go.
Hey, Ricky, this is Roy from SassyCast. Good God, your show is 5 years old? Old bitch. Anyway, just wanted to call to say congratulations on 5 years, man. That is awesome. I remember when your show first started out and how people were shit for trying to ride on the coattails of their podcast and B-Talk. And, well, look at you. You outlasted B-Talk.
What?
Congratulations, man. Love the show. Keep it up. And if I'm ever in Chicago, you know what I'll do.
Oh. We'll have to leave the house.
Hi. Mama, you can come hang out with us.
That is Roy. He used to be on Bear Podcast, which is in Texas, when he lived in San Francisco, and He's been on several other ones. I actually first listened to him when he was on the Don and Drew show, which is the first podcast I ever listened to. Have you guys ever listened? Do you know?
No. No.
I used to listen to B-Talk, though, when I was in Minneapolis, because mm-hmm. I was friends with Shannon.
Mm-hmm. B-Talk was awesome. I met 3 of the 5, I believe. They were pretty cool. Too bad they don't do their podcast anymore.
Shannon lives in San Diego now.
Mm.
Kind of.
Broke it up.
I think they ended before.
I think he was the technical.
I think they ended before that, but it kind of definitely ended when he left.
Right. Because I think he did all the technical stuff on the show. Everything. So that's what happens when only one person does the technical
stuff.
And
I think he owns the domain. I could completely be wrong on that, uh-huh. but I'm pretty sure.
Mm. Well, it could be. So let's see here. We have another old intro, which isn't that old, maybe like a year, but it's probably one of my favorites because it's about me.
It's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
Fuck you, Julian. This is my damn show. I'm the cute one. I'm the cute one. You're not yummy. I'm fucking yummy.
And here's your host, Ricky. And people.
I think this would be a great segue into your Norwegian cutie. Because that makes me think how James felt earlier today with that story that you told.
Oh, well, I don't want to cause any ruckus because...
Oh, those ruckus has been caused. It's already been brought.
So what happened was, is I was talking to Nod.
Do you see this shit storm coming up? That's from me.
it got dark in here.
Scurry.
Wait, we're turning black?
Oh.
No, the night sky.
Oh,
there's a storm cloud.
Lysist!
Lysist!
So I was talking to Nod
fun of Asians.
On...
Mm-hmm. We were.
Kevin thought he was going to have a heart attack when we were down in Chinatown. And I was walking down the street and I was like,
oh my God. You can't do
that. But I wasn't. Someone started talking back to me.
Chinese people.
In Chinese.
Were there. Oh my God, they did
it.
So I must have said something right.
Like, to you? Are you sure they were talking to you?
No, they weren't.
Okay.
I just imagine that.
Because, Ricky, you're on the south side.
Right.
So you have to remember that.
Mm.
You remember that's where all the homicides happen.
Well, when I was on the here, when I got off at Harrison last night,
oh my God.
It was so scary. I was like, I'm glad they had cameras in there.
I love how James went right to the red eye.
I'm seeing all the murders.
Murder.
It's usually on like page 12 or something.
You know exactly where the murders right. are.
They're always in the south side and it usually involves a gun or a knife.
So tell me more about this Norwegian.
So Nanad is really damn handsome. And we were talking on this application. It's called Buzz for the iPhone, which is really cool. It's like text messaging, but he can text message me from his country, so you're not like doing international texting. But he begged and begged, please send me a picture of James LeRoy. What?
There's a suspicious package in the loop.
Oh.
I was hanging out there yesterday.
Oh, you know what would be
in
perfect
a high
today?
Rise.
Today would have been perfect for your open letter to Sprint.
Oh, I didn't write that yet. Man, I could go off.
So I was talking to Nanad. I always put like an extra
nod.
And he begged me, please.
Damn Americans.
God, it feels like I'm always around you and Bill because I can never tell a story without being interrupted.
Shut your face.
We love it.
A couple weeks ago, I was trying to tell them a story and it started from Bill's house and it finally ended when we got to Garcia's, which is like a mile.
It's not a mile. Do not be exaggerating.
It's like a block and a half.
Well, when you're trying to tell a story, it seemed that long.
It's like a 5-minute
walk. But we were talking on this application, and he just begged, please, please let me see a picture of James LeRoy, please. And I was like, okay, since you're cute and you're from another country, I'll do it because there's no way you're going to find him. So I sent him the picture of what time? Oh, okay. I sent him the picture of us last Sunday before things got a little crazy. And I said, this is myself, James, and Bill. But the order of the picture was me, Bill, and James. And then he messaged me back. And he's like, oh, my God. James LeRoy is so hot. Oh, he's such my type. And he just kept going on and on and on. And I was like, oh, really? I go, you do know which one that is? He goes, yeah, it's the one in the middle. I go, no, that's Bill.
That's right.
So do you want to say something to him, you know?
Hi. How's Norman?
You saw the picture, right?
Oh, yeah. You're really attractive.
Do you want to touch his shorty balls?
Oh, yes. Yes.
With your tongue?
Maybe. But he has a husband, so that's okay.
There's a first time
for
everything.
I am not having any of this.
No, I will not. All right, so we have like five more calls to do, and we need to get rid of them. So here we go. Next call.
Bam!
Hey, Ricky, it's Brandeezy, a.k.a. Mute Brandy, and I was just calling to say happy five-year anniversary to Foul Monkeys. I love you guys, and I hope you're going for five more years. Bye.
I love how we're running out of time, and that was the perfect phone call because she sped up really fast and fast because I had to get this done.
That's my friend Brandy from Florida. She was on the show one time, and she never spoke a damn word, so we called her. We decided to call her Mute Brandy. So she was never back on the show because she didn't like to talk, which I don't get that. I mean, I was kind of nervous when I first started the show, but no one sees you, and you're not talking, like, live, so what does it matter?
I was nervous the first time I witnessed.
No?
Yeah.
You didn't seem very nervous. You jumped right into it.
Also because you forced me to.
Into the show, too.
Now I just can't stop.
It happens.
Podcast rape.
It's real.
No, it's a gateway drug. It's just like that one.
Oh, it's on here. I think it's...
No, we already listened to that one.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because we haven't pre-listened to any of these.
Right. You haven't? I have.
Hey, boo-boo. This is Lorraine. You know I'm not a listener, but you are my...
Wait, we gotta start over.
Hold on a minute.
You know I'm not a listener. All right, here we go. We'll play it again.
Hey, boo-boo. This is Lorraine. You know I'm not a listener, but you are my babe, my boy. So I'm just calling to tell you guys, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy, happy anniversary. I know, that was just great, wasn't it? But, you know, I love you, and good luck in Chicago. Bye.
That's my friend Lorraine, who also goes by Tiny, which I've never called her Tiny. I've always called her Lorraine. She's kind of aggravated by that. But we went all through college together, and we kind of met. What happened was we were in an English class, and we had to grade each other's papers, and I was grading her paper, and I marked something that was wrong, and she did not agree. So she kind of went ghetto off on me, and then I fell in love with her, and then she became my best friend.
Nice. Bouquet.
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 Where your pussy
But she's
products.
Awesome.
Right? Where your pussy products at?
You know your tampons and shit.
Ooh, she doesn't know what we're talking about. Or she probably won't even listen, so it doesn't matter.
And she'll probably win the prize.
Right.
Damn.
That would suck. Well, we would just have to draw another person. But here we go. We have from the Rainbow Redhead.
Hey guys, this is Ramble. Just want to give you a quick call to wish you a very happy anniversarium. And here is to many, 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 many more. Take care. Bye bye. Rebel Ribbit George Job.
Okay, I just want to say this
myself.
This right. He does that a lot. Actually on every show. But which he's known for. But I think this is a first on any podcast that was the shortest phone call from him. Ever.
I was going to say.
That was short. It was 15 seconds.
I was not rambling at all.
I was not rambling at all.
Disappointed, Tom. Disappointed.
All right. Let's do... We got four more calls. No, three. God, lasting forever, you guys.
Ooh.
Anniversarium episode.
That biatches. This is Jesse.
First of all, I don't know what's up with the quiet talkers because that's super quiet. So, anyway.
What are you talking about? Right. Hi, Jesse.
Balls.
Let's play the penis game.
Everybody else, 5 years. Stop.
He sounds sweet.
He's really, you met him.
Oh, is that
remember
the,
that Jesse?
Oh, he's the one from
yeah. He was like, oh my god,
from Roscoe's.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, where's Bill? Where's James?
Where's your crew?
Where's Kevin?
He was, yeah, very sweet.
Was pretty much. He
where's
was nice.
Girl say it?
I would really like to know who, what listener I have that has like listened, like what episode they started listening at. That would be interesting.
Remember.
Because I know with the PNS explosion, I've listened to them ever since like episode 10. Mm-hmm. So that's a long time.
I've listened ever since Slut Baby.
Oh, I love Slut Baby. Oh, I yeah. wish they would bring her back.
Slut Baby. Oh, yeah, you want to change my diaper?
Change my diaper.
Oh, yeah, you want this? Yeah, I know how to work it.
But you're 7 months old.
Yeah, I know.
I fucking love Slut Baby. She was the best. You'll have to go back and listen to some of her.
I kind of sound like Becky.
Becky.
Oh, I gave a lot of blowjobs this weekend. I need a cigarette.
Actually, this phone call comes. Y'all, that is not sound effects.
Sorry.
What did that taste like?
Nicotine.
Semen.
And that was some feedback, people.
And Lala's like, yeah, I know.
I know. I know what it tastes like. Okay, I was going to have my mom listen to the show, but not anymore.
Just remember,
we'll edit her. We'll just to make a
ladies don't spit.
Well, instead of semen, we'll put like
Nebraska.
We'll put Nebraska, or we'll just say we'll have you record Sprite.
Sprite. I know what Sprite tastes like.
Actually, this phone call mentions you.
Oh,
it's Drummer Sticks.
Oh, hey,
he's straight.
Yeah,
but he's married.
He's married.
Mm. To a Latina?
Mm-mm.
No.
I don't do that.
They got razor braids in their hair.
Hey guys, it's Drummer Sticks. Hiding in the locker rooms. Ricky asked me to, but I want to say happy anniversary. Hope you guys are having a great time. And Ricky, yeah. I think I like your roommate a little better. Girl.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just kidding. I'll talk to you guys later. Leroy, hi.
Sup?
Ricky doesn't want me talking to you. Okay, bye. Love you guys.
What is the extra voice? Did you hear that? There's like an extra voice in there or something. Like, that's brain or something.
He's a demon.
That's weird. Yeah.
I go. Oh, hello.
Oh, hey.
Bitty bomb.
It's a message from Nintendo DS News.
Oh.
I messaged him earlier. I said, if you're my West Coast straight boyfriend and I have not had a phone call by the time we record, we're fucking broken up. I'm so serious.
Since he's your token musician listener, he really needs to be recording you at
the song. He did tell me he was working on it, but he said it's really expensive for them to do it. So I kind of feel bad because they don't have a studio.
Have to be perfect, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Maybe he could do a solo.
But he said, I'd record one and I'll send you a picture of me if you send me a picture of your roommate.
What?
What?
Did you?
No. I don't have those kind of pictures.
Oh, he wants that kind of picture?
Maybe. He just said picture, and he's a straight male, so I'm sure he doesn't want to.
I don't have that kind of picture.
That's what I said. I go, how am I supposed to do that?
Not yet.
Does he actually think we have naked pillow fights?
We don't.
It's one of those.
We could totally Instagram a nipple shot.
That would be so.
No.
I think it would look great with Lord Calvin filter. Maybe the heifer.
Who are you calling a heifer?
Shut your mouth.
Okay, y'all, we have the last phone call. We're probably at an hour, right?
Yeah.
Phone calls.
This is the last phone call. It's from Nanad. James doesn't think he may not get that reference.
I don't know if he does.
It's what's the name of the song?
It's called, let me hear you say. I think it's just called
I think you're right. Yeah.
I feel old because all I think about is na 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 na.
But see, that came back in the Dr. Pepper commercial.
But I'm the oldest person here. How? Okay. All right. So this is the last phone call, and then we're going to do a drawing, and then we're going to leave, and I don't think we're going to record another show. Do you think?
I don't know.
What do we got to talk about?
We still have stuff to talk about.
Here, I have a hat. You can put everything in. We just got another
voice. You can play the
song.
Call while she does that, though.
We just got another
play
voice
the call.
Song.
We just got another one?
Yeah.
Sweet. You were bitching that you weren't getting enough, and now you're like, oh my God.
Stupid fans.
Word. Oh my God.
Stupid fans.
People just shouldn't listen.
But
at
I want
all.
To hear my new boyfriend talk.
Okay, here we go.
Hi, guys. I just want to say congratulations for your 5th anniversary and keep recording, and I will keep listening. Oh, yeah, by the way, this is Nana from Norway. Have a good day. Bye.
I wanted him to really be more authentic. That's a little bit too much English for me.
Where's your accent?
Right.
Where's your accent at?
You're talking like a white person.
That ain't right. That ain't right.
I love Lauren's black woman voice.
I tap my wing.
Okay.
You scratch it.
Pat, pat, pat.
Thank you for calling. You're gorgeous, and this boyfriend's gorgeous too. I'll have to see if I can find the pictures because his boyfriend's really cute.
I think
too.
I have it in my email.
Oh, okay. All right, we have one more. It just came in. We have not listened to this. The transcript is not available, so this could be interesting. It's probably a creditor calling to try to sell us something.
Pay your bills. Oh,
it's also called a hang up.
Okay, great.
Rude.
<Thank you. laughs>
All right, so that's all. That's everyone that we have. Did you put Ken in there?
Yep,
I did.
Okay, and Anod's in there.
Yep,
we.
And we're shaking the hat.
And I picked one.
Okay. And do you want to announce it, or do you want me to announce it?
It's Kyle.
Yay!
Good job. Good job.
So, Kyle, email us your address and name and address, full name and address, and I will forward that to Big Fatty, and then he will send out the prize money when he gets it. Yay!
Congratulations.
Someone cute one.
Yay!
And that I like.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Oh. There are no ugly people in this hat.
That's the right thing to
Ricky
say.
Ricky, put his hat on.
Oh!
I'm just kidding. Please don't move out.
Especially now that he has a job.
Right. I'm gone, bitch.
Which, actually, do your listeners know that?
I do have a job, but I'm not going to say where.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I don't want to put it on the podcast.
But you got a job.
But I got a job, y'all, and I have to go 4 hours out of the state to get there.
Yeah, helicopter. Pretty much. You're like going to Nebraska.
No, I'd rather be on welfare. I would come to the soup kitchen at Bill's house.
Right.
Before I would move to Nebraska.
Which I have soup in the refrigerator.
I love soup.
Soup.
Is it the same soup that you made last time?
But yes,
spicy. Which is really good. Okay, people. So we're going to be out of here. What time are we at? This is the longest show ever.
A minute and six.
Damn.
I'm sorry, an hour and six.
I think we all got it.
We may have to break this up into two because people will not like long shows.
Okay.
They do not like it. So we may have to do that. All right, give us a call at 206-984-3685 or 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter at JamesRoyFM.
You could email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or
JamesRoyFM.
Follow me on Twitter as foulmonkeys. Did I say that right?
No, you just broke it up a lot. Follow us on Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com.
You forgot to tell me your Twitter information.
No, I didn't.
No,
he
did.
Oh, he did say it?
See,
oh,
I said, follow
messed
us on
up.
Twitter.
Oh,
you messed it up.
No, I didn't.
Yes.
Girls, you're both.
Listeners, tell us who messed it up and you can give us a call.
I will rewind this shit and play it for you.
Follow our Facebook fan page.
Yes.
And I think that's it, right?
Yeah.
Thank you for a wonderful 5 years.
Congrats.
It's been excellent. And
here's to a new 5 years.
There's
Cinco been. Años.
Right.
Cinco años, y'all.
I don't like it when you speak that way.
I can talk Spanish.
Oh, that sounds like me. I appreciate all of you, especially people that have stuck around. through the good and bad, because there have been some bad things on the show. And
obviously, James Arroy is one of them.
Right?
Only at first.
Yes.
But I'm glad you guys have stuck around for 5 years, and I don't know how much longer I'll be doing this. Probably just as long as I can remember, you know, my name, which probably won't be too much longer. But
not with the way you drink.
I was just thinking the other day before we end that how cool this is, because when I'm like 87 and I can't remember shit, I'll have something to listen to just to be like, oh, that was me back in the day when I tried on a nun's outfit and put my tongue in a V shape and my mom got pissed, you know?
That's funny.
But okay, people, we're out of here. I think we're just gonna break this up into two.
That's cool.
So, we're out of here. This is Ricky.
This is James Arroy.
This is Lauren.
And this is Bill.
And we will talk to you later.
Bye.